Rochester's Christmas station is Warm 101.3, and we are sharing the warmth this holiday season. And today we're speaking with Ashley Dotter, the events manager for the Bavona Child Advocacy Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you guys do a lot of different fundraising things. Before we get into that, just tell our listeners who may not be aware, what does the Bavona Child Advocacy Center do?
We partner with many local agencies. I believe the number is 24 at this point. We're a one-stop for any type of a disclosure of sexual or physical abuse for a child. It's an opportunity for the children to come in, tell their story one time, with all the professionals that need to hear it, and then really start their pathway to healing. Prior to Bavona, you know, children would disclose things to pediatricians or counselors at school and whatnot and have to relive that trauma over and over again.
Over and over again, yeah.
Yeah, the benefit of our model is that they come in, it's warm and welcoming, very open and transparent, and we are able to do everything there, medical exams, forensic interviews, and then really just start their pathway to healing. We have mental health services and everything in place to help these kids get back on track and have a
full
life.
Do a lot of fundraising over the years, and since COVID struck, it's got to be nearly impossible to do anything.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we've struggled with what every nonprofit and really anybody trying to raise money is struggling with, and it's the services, you know, during COVID and during quarantine here, we have saw a little decrease in cases initially, but now that children are seeing the adults they trust, we're really seeing a surge in cases, and so we're hearing about all the things that have happened. So events like the one we have coming up and all the others are more important now than ever before. It's kind of an awful reality of the world we've been living in. But
and the event we have coming up is the Holiday Lights Tour, and here at Warm at 1.3, we've partnered with you. And explain how this works. It sounds so much fun, actually.
Yes, it is. I'm excited for it. Something that I've wanted to do for many years, and COVID kind of helped accelerate everything to a direction of this sort. So this is a socially distant, super family-friendly, or friend, whoever your small circle is. We've partnered with about 35 area homes that have that excessively decorate their homes each year, and we are partnering with them and other sponsors in the community who want to be a part of this. Families can come pick up their sleigh boxes. Sleigh boxes are $40 and good for a family of four, and it'll include a map of designated homes in the area, you know, smaller areas, so it's easy to manage in a night. And they can come. The sleigh boxes include goodies and family fun activities for the kids to enjoy, a scavenger hunt, really just an opportunity for families to enjoy a night socially distanced, safe, at their own leisure. There's no set time. Event kickoff is Saturday, December 12th. You can pick it up the following week as well at Bavona. Drive through, no contact, really enjoy, you know, I think we can all agree we need a little extra cheer this year. So
it does sound like a lot of fun, and hopefully we can raise a lot of money for you. Just you get in your car and you drive around to see all these beautiful homes that are ridiculously decorated for Christmas. And
right?
It helps raise money for the Bavona Child Advocacy Center. I think it's a great idea. We'll be checking in with you again throughout the holiday season to see how it's going and see if we can get more people to sign up. But good luck, and thank you for spending some time with us this morning.
Thanks so much for giving us the opportunity.
If there's an organization that you would like to help us spotlight, just drop me a line at tony@warm1013.com, and we will share the warmth on Warm on 1.3.